One thing I know you take very seriously has to do with Iran and the Enron deal. Donald Trump is going to be joining Senator Ted Cruz this week in Washington to protest the Iran nuclear treaty that the president has presented to Congress. You're going to be there. What's your main objection to the deal?
We're giving everything away. I think the deal is so bad. It's so bad that it's not even made entirely public. We're violating that traditional and constitutional treaty approval process. It's so bad. Obama doesn't want to present it to the people's representatives to get their okay on this. And GOP leadership is not doing a good job in fighting back hard enough on this one. Jake, we're giving too much away. And again, I think it's so bad that kind of cleared up some confusion, if there was any confusion, on which side of a politically correct type of barometer or aisle the President Obama is on. Why in the world would the leader of our nation not demand our hostages be released out of this deal? Not demand that, no, we and our people are going to go inspect you, Iran, when we know what you're doing there with your so-called nuclear energy productions that could obviously lead to weapons. All these things that are common sense that a negotiator should have been on our side of the table demanding. Jake, we walked away from the draft of that treaty or proposal, whatever they're calling it now, giving a win to Iran, our sworn enemies, Iran, who immediately after the deal was struck started mocking us and poking us and saying, yeah, of course we're going to violate it. Thanks for freeing up $150 billion, America, too. And yeah, no, who's to say we're not going to fund more terrorism with it? No, we need somebody tough on the other side of the negotiating table, and that includes Republicans who are the people's representative in Congress today, being able to put their foot down and say, no, Mr. President, there's a balance of power in government. We have three branches, and we all need to be working together. Just you of your own purview cannot wave the white flag to a sworn enemy and give them what it is that they wanted, and we don't get what we want out of it. So I'm going to be at the rally and, hopefully be able to lend a little bit of support, letting Republicans know you're in the majority. We got your back. Come on, do what you were elected to do and put America